Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. This is the Purium training call for Tuesday night, July 7th, and it's an exciting night, not only because we have people calling in from all over. I heard people from Connecticut and Florida and Virginia and Michigan and Iowa and California and Idaho and Texas and Hawaii and Maine and Wisconsin, Canada and Arizona and North Carolina and, my goodness, probably another dozen or so states. And really glad that you're listening in. It's also an exciting call because we had a record-breaking month in June with crown rank advancements. So we had a new 4-star crown with Sonia and Doug Magruder. We had a new 3-star crown with Tracy Fujitani from Hawaii, Dr. Dana and Adam McGrady from Florida. They made 2-star crown. And we're really lucky tonight to have a couple of new crowns on the call. So we've got Christopher Taylor from California. And I heard a bunch of people calling in from California. That's not surprising. And then Christine and Jerry O'Shea from Florida, new crowns as well. I heard a bunch of people calling in from Florida. That's not a surprise either. So really glad to be hearing from Christopher and Christine and Jerry in just a little bit. And want to congratulate everybody who advanced in rank in the month of June. So a lot happening, a lot going on. For those of you who are keeping up on emails and keeping up on conference calls like this, you know that our countdown to convention promotion was extended. That's the promotion. Some people were calling it the June monsoon. Well, the June monsoon's rolled into July and into August as well, because the promotion has been extended through August 14th, right up to the first day of convention. Now when you enroll somebody with a gold pack, they can save $25 off in addition to the gift card that you give them. Enroll somebody with a platinum pack, they save $50 off in addition to the gift card that you give them. And if you enroll a new member with a launch pack, they save $75 plus an additional $50, that is your gift card. And there's another $50 on the table as well. David Sandoval really, really, really wanted to make sure that as many people as possible came to convention. And so he's put another $50 on the table. If somebody buys their convention ticket at the time that they enroll, they're going to get a rebate. So the online enrollment form says $179, but basically we'll send a $50 rebate. So if somebody signs up with a gold, a platinum, or a launch pack, and at the same time buys a convention ticket, they're only going to pay $129 for convention tickets. And you know, we're about 50% above our attendance numbers for last year at this same time, and we're expecting well over 1,000 people. So it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, to have 1,000-plus people with all the AV that we've got planned and all the presentations we got planned and all the new products and all the new programs and all the new rollouts and lots and lots and lots of surprises and T-shirts that will only be available at convention and lots of fun stuff that we're going to be doing. For $129, including healthy happy hours and a couple of lunches and a whole bunch of, you know, other opportunities to have fun and save. It's going to be pretty crazy, and you'll also be the first people to see our new manufacturing video. So if you didn't see the email blast today, you may have missed it, but we've got a new manufacturing video called Farm to Family. We've got David Sandoval, Amy Venner as really the stars of the presentation. And it's an exciting, exciting video because it's relatively focused on our huge competitive advantage of manufacturing the products. And so it clearly spells out, by controlling what ingredients we put into the products from start to finish, direct to your family, that not only do you get a higher quality product, but you also save money. And of course, we can pay out more money to those of the join as members as well. So this Farm to Family video is going to be great. It's going to be added on to the Healthy Happy Hour DVD. So every person who gets a new member kit, they're going to have that. Every person who you know, joins and sees a Healthy Happy Hour will learn this information. And it's just a relatively short, very focused, very fun video, high production value. So really appreciative to Dave and Amy for investing the kind of money they do in our marketing tools. And this new manufacturing video is just another tool to add into the process of sharing our story. And, you know, it's all happening at convention, so I hope that you have got your convention tickets. I hope you've got your hotel room reserved. and you know, you're going to be there for the fun and festivities. There's also some other events coming up, and I can tell you that coming out of convention, we're going to have a whole bunch of events. So hold on to your hats. But I know Amy's going to be doing a healthy happy hour in Long Beach tomorrow. I know that she's going to be doing an event with the Hawaii Crowns next week. This weekend, I know Dr. Dana and Adam McGrady are flying over from Florida. I'm not sure if the O'Shea's are going to be there. Maybe I need to ask them that here on this call. But I also know John Altshuler, who's a Crown and a Field Advisory Board member, will be running a Crown University this weekend in South Denver. It's going to be a great event, and I will be there for the first part of the morning as well. So lots of fun, lots happening. Exciting things going on. And every Tuesday night, we do one little exciting thing, which was we give away a couple of convention tickets. And so just so you're 100% clear, all you need to do is last week enroll a PLC member and already have purchased your convention ticket. So if you've already purchased your convention ticket and last week you enrolled a new PLC member, then your name could be read. And so the first person that I'd like to announce as a potential winner here, but they have to be on the call as well, is out of Carmel, New York, Ronnie George. Ronnie, you on the line? All you need to do is hit *6, and we'll be able to hear from you and give you a rebate on your convention ticket. Would love to hear from you. Ronnie, you on the line?
Ronnie's
on vacation?
Yeah, he's in another country.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm going to have to announce our next winner, which is from Dumont, New Jersey, Kristen Talty. Kristen from New Jersey. We got a couple of East Coast folks. Kristen, you on the line? Hit *6. I hear somebody mucking around. Kristen, is that you? Would love to give away a ticket tonight, so I'm going to go to my third person, and that is Rachel Sullivan. Rachel Sullivan, are you on the line? *6 if you are. I want to give away a convention ticket. All of you enrolled PLC members. In fact, a bunch of PLC members. Where's Rachel from? Rachel is from Chico, California. So Kristen Talty from New Jersey, Rachel Sullivan from Chico, California. Can I hear from you? If not, we're going to keep on moving on. All right. Well, every week we try to give out those tickets. And all you need to do, like I say, is enroll a PLC member this week. Already have your convention ticket purchased. It's another reason to purchase your convention ticket. And your name could be announced. So make sure you're on these calls as well. So. Well, with all that said, you know, the stars of the show are on the line here, and those are our new crowns, and I'm so pleased to introduce them. The first gentleman I'm going to bring on is from California, and he's a man of few words. He's really quiet. He operates under the radar, but he's a powerful guy and has built a fantastic team and community, and his name is Christopher Taylor. So, Christopher, are you on the call?
I'm on the call, David.
Well, fantastic. Well, for those who don't know you, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I live in Northern California, Grass Valley, California, and I've been in network marketing for about 30 years. And the reason I got into network marketing is because I had a desire to be an artist, a musician, and I ran out of money, and I figured waiting for somebody to invest in my music might take me a little longer than I thought. So I decided to, you know, that I was going to make the money myself. So I had some health challenges when I was younger, when I was about 25, and got poisoned by chemicals and paint thinners and all sorts of things. So I wasn't going to go down. I wasn't going to go to a doctor. So I read every book I could read on health. And eventually, you know, started experimenting with different health products. And I liked them, so the only way I could get them was to market them, to share them, and get them for free, because my finances were a little slim back in those days. So that's how I started in the network marketing field, just because I needed to get healthy.
Well, you know, that's fantastic. I mean, you know, the idea that you had a dream of being a musician and wanted to fuel that dream with a secondary source of income, taking control of your, you know, financial destiny as an entrepreneur, that's really admirable, and taking control of your health, you know, when you run into health challenges. I mean, that's fantastic. That's what, you know, that's what leaders do. That's what successful people do, is they, you know, they see these obstacles in their way and they figure a way around them. And, you know, it's great to hear, you know, your story in that way, Christopher. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, more recently, how you connected with Purium and what was it that you saw that resonated with you?
Sure. Well, I was connected to Purium from my good friend Michael Mazes and Lucy. They're my upline crowns. And Michael and I were in the past company for about 15 years. And, you know, he knew I was looking for something, and he turned me on to Purium. I came down to his house. I checked out the product. I went down to the factory. You know, I watched every video. And what I really connected to was that, you know, this company connected to my core values. You know, I'm real big about educating people about, non-GMO foods. You know, Purium has the highest quality products, I believe, on the market, and the core values. And then I met you. I met David Sandoval, and you know, I met Amy, and everything I investigated just got a yes, and you know, was just got more inspired. I'm more inspired today than I was when I first connected with the company. It's really a gift, and you know, these kind of things don't come along that often, you know, and I noticed it this time. I knew, you know, after I researched it, I just said, this is for me. I'm going to do the best. I'm going to be the best I can be, because these things, you know, these opportunities don't come around that often. So I just really love the company, the people, the mission, the education. There's just so many things that fit in and work with Purium.
Well, you know, it's inspiring to hear after 30 years in the industry that, you know, you saw the opportunity and said, you know, these things don't come around very often, and that I need to be the best that I can be. I need to connect with this company at a way that's at a really high level, and you've certainly done that. Why don't you share a little bit, Christopher, of some of the things that you and your team are doing, any advice you have for people? I mean, you've made this journey from very beginning, just like everyone starts, and made it all the way up to the crown rank. And what are a handful of ideas or pieces of advice that you think would be relevant for somebody maybe newer, maybe brand new to network marketing, listening in, saying, "Wow, this guy's got 30 years experience." You know, share something we don't know. So give us a couple of ideas on things that you implement in your business on a regular basis.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I've been doing, David, is I've been reading about an hour every morning of some books on network marketing, books on leadership, you know, how to win friends and influence people. You know, every book that I read, they recommend somebody else in the book. So John Maxwell, I read The Slight Edge. I really, really liked John Wooden, the coach of UCLA. He won 88 consecutive games. And he was really a life coach. Basketball was secondary. Life coaching was first, encouraging people, you know, having integrity, having a community, having teamwork, having honesty, just so many qualities. So really this business, I believe, is about creating community. And that's what Michael and Lucy and I and our people have done. We've created community. We help each other out. We share stories. We inspire people. We are there to serve people. Eventually, everybody's, you know, got to pick up the shovel and put it in the dirt and turn the dirt over. And so everybody has to do that. But we can, you know, encourage people, inspire people, you know, acknowledge people, praise people out in the real world. You know, people do good jobs. They work hard. They don't get noticed. Most people don't get noticed for what they do. So any little thing of improvement that somebody's doing, or they sign up a new person, or they bring a person to the meeting, you know, encouragement and just having faith in people and seeing how what I can do to help them along the way. Because, you know, we all have ups and downs. And, you know, when you have a good coach there encouraging you, that really helps. Another thing, David, is that some of the tools that I really like to give out are educational tools, because I like people to get educated and then they can see the value of Purium. So I like the Healing Miracles of Green Food that's in the kit that David Sandoval speaks on. It really doesn't promote Purium at all. It just educates people on the power of green foods. And I've handed that CD out to people. And by them just listening to that CD, they want to know more. They want to get involved. That's one great tool that I love. Another great tool is the 8-Minute Webinar by David Sandoval. I don't know if you've seen it. It's on YouTube. It's the video that says 100 years ago, food was pure. 100 years ago, this, no chemicals, artificial flavors. That's another educational video. And one of my favorite videos is the Seeds of Doubt 30-minute conference with Robin O'Brien, educating people about the harmful effects of GMO foods. And that's really, I think, a key. I want everybody, I share that with everybody in my group so they understand why they're eating Purium and why Purium works so well. So those are a couple things. There's many other things, but those are a few things. The Green Food Bible book, it's a great book. So I'm real inspired about education, David.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. They say leaders are readers, and, you know, it's so admirable that, you know, to be a great network marketer, you need to be a great networker, and you need to provide value in other people's lives. And I appreciate how positive you are. I appreciate how humble you are. I appreciate, you know, all that you're doing to serve other people and create community, just like you said. And so there's so many styles. There's so many different types of people who make it to Crown. You know, sometimes people think it's a one-size-fits-all. You know, you have to be X, Y, or Z. And, you know, it's great to hear your story, Christopher, and kind of your softer touch as to how you approach the business and how you give people the opportunity to learn and follow at their pace. And obviously that pace has, you know, been really tremendous. So as you look forward, first of all, you know, we call all of our leaders wish makers, and wish stands for wealth, independence, security, and health, because we know that as, you know, you share gift cards, you're going to help people with all those things. Is there any one of those things that stands out when you think about, you know, what Purium has meant to you and your team?
Well, what I want to do, David, is help the people that are really clear what they want to achieve in their Purium business. Because once they're clear, then I can find out, well, how can I help them in that journey? And how can I get my upline involved to help them in that journey? How can we create a mastermind group with them so we can help them achieve their goals? And, you know, I like to connect with my leaders. So I want to connect with all my leaders, then I want to connect with all their leaders, and then I want to connect with all their leaders. So that's three levels of leaders, because I want to know who's serious about this and where I should spend my time. Because there's only so much time in the day. And so there's only so many people you can talk to. So you want to always, you know, I always return calls and help anybody that calls me. I'm there for anybody. And the thing I love about this business, really, David, is all the people involved in this. With the people that Purium attracts into the business, they're incredible people to work with. They're basically care about people, and they want to serve people, and they see that there is a major problem in our healthcare system, in our country, and it's a serious problem, and it affects our economy, and people just need to wake up to what's really going on. And of course, you know, I'm a product of the product, and I'm always sharing my green drinks with whoever, anybody that walks into my house or that I meet. I'm always exposing the information in a timely manner. And I just really appreciate working with all the people in my group. We have calls every Saturday morning. We have the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday call that Purium does. So I like to just guide people to the tools that they need so they can move forward.
Fantastic. Well, lots and lots and lots of words of wisdom. Thanks for all that you've been doing. Congratulations on your success, and I know you're just getting warmed up. So thanks for sharing tonight, Christopher. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, David. Thanks so much.
All right. Awesome. So we've got another Crown team out of Florida, all the way across the country, Christine and Jerry O'Shea. And Christine and Jerry, you on the line?
Yes, we are.
All right. Fantastic. Well, why don't you introduce yourselves to the hundreds of people on the line here? Lots of people know you, but some people don't. So tell us a little about yourself.
Thanks, David, for having us on the line here.
Absolutely.
Just wanted to give a little background about Christine and I. We both grew up here in Cocoa Beach. I didn't get to see much of her because I was a surfer and she didn't date surfers, so that kind of separated us at that point. But I graduated high school in Cocoa Beach, and then I moved to Australia for about 5 years. Then I came back, started a landscape company that I had for about 30 years. And I met Christine in 2005, I think it was, and I met her in a real estate deal. So I went to go buy a condo that she had listed, and I ended up buying four of them. So it was kind of love at first sight. So fast forward a little bit, 5 years passed after that. I saw her again. We started dating. We got married 4 months later, kept up with our landscape company that we had. Then the bottom fell out, as we all know about that. And I had some three or four employees with me that, you know, were there 20 years. I couldn't really let them go. So I hung on. I just basically went down with the ship, so to speak. And we ended up losing our house at that point, which was really a low point in our life, in my life anyway.
Wow.
So that was, you know, that was like a 2-year time frame that was really, I struggled for 2 years. And can really thank Dr. Dana. She really helped me through that. I saw her every couple months and she really helped me.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you being so open and sharing your journey. And they call it the hero's journey. You know, everybody has tough times no matter what. And, you know, losing your business, losing your house, I mean, that's tough. But you both are entrepreneurs. And obviously you saw something in Imperium and connected to that. Tell us fast forward as to what you connected with Imperium and how that journey has gone.
Well, it's Christine. And I've been around the networking industry for a long time, just as Christopher. And when Dana said something to me, I was in her office. I was saying how depressed and overweight Jerry was, didn't feel good from, you know, all that we went through. She said, you know, I have something that I'm looking into, or I've been looking into it. It's green food nutrition. It's called Purium. Have you ever heard of it? And I said, no. And actually, I was in her office because I had just got into another networking of some healthy products. And so I was trying to kind of tell her about that, but her line was way better. So I started looking into the Purium, even though we had gotten into something else. I'm one of those people that would go to a meeting and come home with the stuff, and Jerry would be like, what the heck did you get ourselves into? And anyway, so I probably had gotten into four or five over a period of like 3 years.
You're the ultimate prospect. That's awesome.
Yes, I'm easy. Because I always saw the big vision, and I wanted that. So right away, I believed in the industry. A convention was coming up, and Jerry and I, we looked at each other. You know, it was like 4 or 5 days later, or 6 days later. Jerry said, you know, go out there. Go with Dana. Because Dana has said to me, she said, I'm going to this convention. It's the first one. It's really exciting. I'm going to come back and tell you everything. And I have been around conventions for a long time. And I was like, there's no way someone is going to come back and tell me 3 solid days of, you know, mind-blowing excitement. So there was no way I was going to be left behind. So I jumped on a plane with Dana and flew out there and got really excited.
Wow. And how long had you been in the business, Christine?
Well, I got in on July 31st, 2014, a day after my birthday, and convention, I think, was August 7th. So like 7 days.
Wow. Well, I like how decisive you are. So you're the ultimate prospect and you're the ultimate decision maker. So, you know, it takes all types of people to be crowns and, you know, people who are decisive, who see an opportunity, invest in their business. That's fantastic. So, that's a great, great story. And obviously your journey has been exciting in your Purium business. Why don't you share some of the things that you and Jerry do? You've got a great great team, fast growing team, great community. What are some of the tips that you have for people who are just joining the business, just listening in, not quite sure how to make things work? Why don't you share some of the success tips that you have?
Well, for us and for me, it was really a day-by-day journey, because one thing I had to learn is to manage disappointment. And, when we first got in, it wasn't super fast, but pretty soon after coming back from the convention, I called someone who was kind of top on my list, and it was Kelly Bono, and got really excited for her because she was a superstar, I felt, and never necessarily believed it for myself. But I had to kind of bring myself along. I think I scrutinized a lot. I had to really, and Jerry and I both had to get out of our own way, because we were watching other people, and I grew up watching other people doing it. So I was used to that. I was comfortable with that. Even though I would secretly dream of having my own song on stage and wearing, a beautiful dress. For so many years I did that, so I believed it for other people. So for me, I had to really work on my own personal development. And Brandy had said something at a boot camp last October, I think. And she really hammered down in, what was my self-limiting belief. So I really had to work on my belief for me, not for the industry. And Jerry and I just had to encourage each other and just keep moving forward. So that's something, we did. Another thing, I'm kind of a person, if you know anyone, talk to anyone on my team, I always have this big idea. Okay, let's, some big idea. And then I, hope and pray that we're all going to implement it. But I like the big ideas. So the daily action steps I really had to work on.
Well, I think, again, it's just fantastic to hear how humble you are, that you had to get out of your own way, that you took advice from Brandy and took advice from, Sonia and some of the people in your upline, and you had this vision, the song and the dress and whatever, but then you realize, hey, you got the vision, but now you got to put the daily plan in place. And it's just great, to realize what you're good at, what you're not good at, what you have, but what you need. And, I'm really glad you got out of your own way, because it's amazing to see what the two of you have accomplished. Jerry, anything from your end as far as advice you've got for people listening in, tips, techniques, ideas?
Yeah, I think for myself, David, it was just kind of overcoming objections. I had just come through that 2 years of stress. Like I said, Dr. Dana was just right there with me, helping me. But so I was just coming out of that stress. So, I created Christine's in California. I'd been in the network before, so I created my candidate list. She came back excited. I started making the calls. People are like, no, I'm not interested. That's a pyramid. Run for your life. And these were people that were really close to me. I mean, like childhood friends. Not too many family members. I was just a little bit shy. I was gun shy after some of my best friends were, not giving me the thumbs up, so to speak. So that, managing those disappointments, and Christine and I would just pray, and we would just lock arms, and we're like, we're going to do this. There's people out there that need this. I mean, what David Sandoval created, and with Amy and yourself, we saw it, and we were just like, we're going to go out there. And people just started showing up. I mean, we have such great leaders. If I started naming them all, I'd probably leave somebody off. But there's so many people, and they know who they are. And so that's what I would say, just managing those disappointments.
Well, I appreciate that you found inspiration also in what other people need. And so often, we look at ourselves, and it's all about us. And that's fine. You know, having good health, having money, having financial freedom for yourself is certainly, you know, a motivating factor for lots of people. But it's really, you know, neat to hear that it was really, you know, your commitment to the mission and your commitment to help other people that really got you moving forward, you know, through those disappointments and those objections. So that's very inspiring words. I really appreciate that. Well, you know, just to wrap up the call here tonight, what do you see for your business going forward? I mean, you've made this tremendous achievement of Crown. You've got a fantastic team. You know, what does life look like for the O'Shea's and the O'Shea team here, Team O'Shea, for the next 6 to 12 months? What are some of your goals, and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I mean, definitely we're going to just get back under our team, you know, keep getting under our team, keep creating leaders, encouraging people, helping them see the big vision. And really something we heard from someone as well is to have them commit for a year. And when we're telling our story of where we've been and the steps, and it wasn't a super fast, I mean, yeah, Crown in 11 months is so totally cool, but it took a huge team and a bunch of amazing people to believe in the story, you know, to believe in what we had our hands on, to come together, and then they're running with their own story and their teams. And that's been the most amazing thing, is to watch other people come up, like leaders just showing up on our door. Like, I mean, it has nothing to do with us. I think it's the blessing. Every time we would pray, something amazing would happen. And when we kind of locked arms as husband and wife, it really helped us. And then all of a sudden, there's a leader. There's an amazing person. I mean, nothing. We didn't even do it. It's not even on our own effort. It was the team.
That's inspiring to hear. You know, there are a lot of married folks on the line, lots of couples listening in, and to hear, you know, to hear how you're doing this together. You know, it's really, really neat to see that you have a, you know, a shared vision, and that, you know, I know tonight you just finished the healthy happy hour, and you know, people are walking out the door as you're walking onto the call, and it's exciting to see how many people you've helped, and you know, how you continue to do that. Jerry, anything on your mind as we wrap up the call, as far as what you see for you and Christine and your team, and you know, the next 6 to 12 months for your Purium business?
I would say, you know, our team is just so amazing. I mean, we have so many amazing leaders. And, you know, we look in the back office, man, they are coming. And so that's just pushing us forward. You know, I mean, we're going to move up through the ranks, and we're going to do it with our team. You know, I can see us all traveling together to the beaches of the world. I get to bring my surfboards, of course.
Yeah. Well, as a surfer traveling the beaches of the world, somebody who's traveled a lot of the beaches of the world, you could probably give us a couple of pieces of advice as far as future Crown trips, but I'm sure we're going to hit a lot of them together, and glad that that you had the opportunity tonight to share that. And so looking forward to seeing all of you, Christopher and Christine and Jerry, at the Crown dinner for convention here, and then more importantly our Crown trip, which is going to be in December. And just so everyone knows, this is our second Crown trip ever. You'll have till November of this year, November 30th, to make it on that Crown trip. And we're going to announce where that Crown trip is going to be at convention. And, you know, Christopher and Gary and Christine, you'll have the opportunity to not only get recognized on stage yourselves, but to see so many of your people getting recognized. It's just going to be fun. You know, it's going to be fun to pull everybody together as a community, as a family. And so there's just lots of levels to the convention, and lots of levels to being a Crown. And it was really inspiring to hear your stories, and appreciate you sharing so openly as to how you got involved and what it took to get here, and some words of wisdom and where things are going in the future for you. So thanks, everybody, for listening in. And I'm sure, like me, that you took some notes and got some ideas, and at the very least got inspired by some fantastic people that are part of our leadership team and part of our culture, and you know, would love for you to join us. Would love for you to be at the Crown dinner if you're a Black Diamond, Red Diamond, got your sights pretty close to Crown, and importantly, anyone on the line who has a burning desire to make it to the Crown Trip by the end of November and be there in December with us. So thanks so much, Christopher, for sharing. Thanks so much, Christine, Jerry. Appreciate you, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. David Sandoval is going to be on the line with his Meet the Owners call. So thanks, everybody, for listening in, and have a fantastic night. We'll catch you tomorrow night. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.